Yeah.
That's my buddy.
He's a great man.
That's my buddy. He was here at one time before they even thought about building the downtown campus. And basically the concept of the downtown campus, of it being a, you know, living room for the downtown area, is primarily his thing. He just has a wealth of background and that kind of thing. He's really good.
He told me about some of his anecdotes when he was in school. I've had a pretty good relationship with you, it's one of the first people I met in Miami that I really just fell at home with right off the bat.
He's a really good guy.
That's
it, really. The personality is just, whenever I go by to see him, sometimes he lives in the Grove also, and I may drop by his house, and I say I'm going to stay maybe about 10, 15 minutes. I'm usually there 3-4 hours. I have to call home and tell the wife, I'm coming home if I can get there, that kind of thing. We usually have a real good time together. When we do get together. I haven't seen him in a good while now.
Yeah. There was a relative of yours came in while we were talking. Thompson that works down.
Hank Thompson?
Yeah, he said that you were related through Smiths. So.
Huh?
He said that you were, I don't know if it was Hank or not, he said that you were related through the Smiths.
His name was Hank Thompson.
I'm not sure if it was Hank or not, but it was a Thompson.
It was a Thompson? Short, dark-skinned guy, very dark?
Yeah, I think he works for a controller or either quasi or definitely administrative function.
Yeah, that sounds like Hank.
Oh, sure.
No, we're related through the Thompsons, something like that. We're related on both sides, really, because I think his mother was related to my grandfather, which is a Smith, his father is
that's
Phil Thompson.
I must have been. I think it was who it was.
It was on both sides, really. I tell you, we all married. We married in the family. We're royalty.
Well.
Okay. Blue blood. Keep the blood flow running. You know, kind of foolishness.
Well, it's not foolishness. It's tradition.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're breaking away from it, though.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. We're marrying other kind of people from everywhere else in the world.
Expanding your...
Yeah. Our kingdom, you know.
Okay, what do you call it back to the ground? What do you call those things that you walk on alongside a road?
Sidewalk.
Okay, do you have a name for the patch of grass between the sidewalk and the road?
Curb.
Okay, but there's no specific
name?
You came to a man, he said he went out in the country, and the guy had a little, either a place in the country or a farm or something, you know, and you were driving out there, you went on a country road, and he lived off the country road. You would have to turn down his what?
Driveway.
Okay. How about a little road that goes off the main road out, say, in the country? What would you call that?
Dirt road, path.
Okay. If you're walking along a road and a dog jumped at it, and you didn't like that dog and he didn't like you, and you looked down and you saw some available things that you could reach down and pick up and use to defend yourself, what would you say you're doing? Well, what you're doing, what would you do?
Pick up a stick.
All right, stick. Well, and then you might do what with that?
Beat the hell out of it.
Let's say it was a little hard, white object that you picked up.
Rock.
All right, what would you do with that?
Throw it.
All right, would you throw it, or would you ever use any other terms for that?
Chunk it. No, I wouldn't use chunk it, not throw it, really.
Okay. If you go to somebody's house and he's not there, they might say to you, no, he's not
at home.
Okay. Talking about coffee now. I'm drinking my coffee how?
Black.
Okay, any other terms that you can think about for that?